Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Before we get to the Orioles and everything going on, Bill, on this Wednesday, almost 3 weeks in, believe it or not, to the start of the regular season, the Mets. Three more guys got plunked last night as they played the Cardinals. Chris Bassitt, after the game, was lamenting the fact that the balls are different. I hadn't heard this one yet. I just figured Buck Showalter's back and people wanted to make an example of him and his team. 4.5 games up in the division. Had you heard anything about new baseballs maybe leading to this just crazy amount of times the Mets hitters have been blasted away at?
Yeah, you know what? I started hearing something 2 days ago about, and that was kind of geared more towards the offensive woes of some of these teams, that the balls are different, this, that, and everything else. But I also look at some averages in on other people's teams, and some guys are hitting 360. So I'm wondering what if, are they using regular balls with those guys only, and that's why they can hit? So I'm not so sure about that. And look, the Mets have had a couple guys hit early. Alonso got hit in his grill, and then Lindor got hit the next day. And I clearly looked at those as two accidents, but I can understand if you're Buck Showalter in the Mets at that time, if you can't throw inside without hitting my guys, I'm going to get upset, and sooner or later there's going to be some retribution and payback. But I've heard a little bit about the balls the past 2 days, but not that much yet.
Now, in regards to the Mets, 14-5, 4.5 up in the NL East, and we know Buck Showalter's track record is usually successful, especially early in his tenure. What is it about Buck, Bill, that he just comes in and there's an immediate impact on the success rate of the team?
Well, one thing is I was talking to Big Jim Thoma the other day because he's up at the network, and he sent me a little text about Buck, and I said he's not fake. And that's something to be said. I didn't say he's real. I just said he's not fake, which means, yes, he is real, but the guys understand what they're getting when they get him. And I think when he starts talking to the players, they understand that he's not BSing them. And then there becomes this instant trust factor that plays out. And I think that's very important. Look, Manny Machado went out to San Diego, and they were in a managerial search. And Manny Machado was pushing hard for Buck Showalter before he played for him. And I think that's a telltale sign right there that Manny's had his issues about maybe a little bit of immaturity early on in his career. And Buck didn't necessarily play along with that kind of stuff. And for somebody to actually be a little bit of that stern hand, the big brother or the father figure, shall we say, to some of these young players, and he trusts them, I think that's a big sign. So I love the fact that Buck's real. He doesn't BS you. And when he starts talking to you and you realize what he's saying is true, that builds a trust, and I think that goes a long way.
Hey, Bill, what's it do to your staff and your team when, you know, like John Means, when they find out Tommy John? I mean, earlier in the season, you know, how early it happened, what does it do, you know, to the other guys? You know, mentally, like when you come in and you got, damn, you know, I mean, we're projected not to win a lot and we lose our ace.
Right, and you just hit on it, right? You lose your ace. I mean, that's the one time I think John Means, with what he's been able to do so far in his early career, I think the Orioles, when he's pitching, they realize they can go out there and they can win a game. We've seen the past two games that the Orioles played, they're battling back from these big deficits, and what you're hoping for when your guy takes the mound is that's not going to happen, and we have a legitimate chance to go out there and compete and win the game. And I think it is a little bit of a mental blow. Everybody has some issues that goes on. Every team, nobody's going to feel sorry for you. But if it happens to a team that isn't expected to win that much and you lose a guy that you can count on to go out there and give yourself a good chance to win, it's going to hurt.
Hey, Bill, talk a little bit about, I mean, Gausman and Bundy, two former O's. You know, Bundy's 3-0, Gausman's pitching well. Talk about those guys a little bit, what they've been doing so far.
Well, Gausman, I haven't really seen Bundy yet, but I've seen Gausman enough times to realize what he's doing. What he did last year in San Francisco was unbelievable. He goes to Toronto, and he hasn't missed a beat. And his fastball changeup combination, it could be up there in the top one, two, or three, however you want to describe people's changeups. I immediately think of Max Scherzer, what he does fastball changeup. Jacob DeGrom's got a pretty good changeup, although he doesn't throw it that much, and he still throws his 90-something. But what Gausman was doing last night with that fastball changeup against the Red Sox, who are a pretty good hitting ball club, striking out nine and walking none, I believe that puts him up in his little run of 33 punchies and no walks moving forward. So what he's been doing is incredible, and I think his fastball changeup combination is up there tops in the game.
Bill Ripken joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bill will be back tonight at 6 o'clock with yours truly for Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Bill, before we let you roll last night's game, we saw the bullpen get rocked a little bit. Jordan Lyles did not really have it out of the rotation, but you mentioned it yesterday. It's not all about moral victories, but another 6-0 deficit. They claw their way back, cut it to 2. Are you starting to feel better about what the offense is starting to bring to the table here?
Well, look, a couple big swings. Santander with one and Hayes with the other one. That's a good sign right there. I don't think there's any question about it. They've got to get some guys going. And we talked about this last night, Bob, when we were doing the pre. And we were just saying, I was 0-for-1. I'm going to go out there and credit. That was my first pre with you this year, and I'm 0-for-1. I was talking about a little pitching duel, and Lyles has to match Severino. And the next thing you know, it's a 12-to-8 piece at the end of the day. So we'll see what we get tonight. But, yeah, I like a little bit. I think the at-bats are good. But as we said yesterday, the moral victories and the consolation prizes from battling back and not giving up, those are all fine and good. But if they happen too often, it's not a good thing, because then you're sitting there as an offensive group saying, you know, we're figuring some things out, but, man, we can't be doing this every single night. So that becomes a little problematic. So I guess the key is going to have to be, let's not fall behind 6-0 anymore, and let's give us a legitimate chance in the first 5 innings so we can actually do something.
Bill Ripken, former Oriole. You'll hear him tonight, 6 o'clock, with Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Bill, appreciate it. I'll see you later
on
in the evening.
Have a good one.
You got it.
Tomorrow.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.